Well, it's finally here, what the US President Donald Trump has dubbed as Liberation Day. Tonight, he will unveil the details of tariffs on goods imported by the US. It's expected Ireland will be one of the most affected countries. EU goods are predicted to face a tariff of around 20% when entering America, but there's also speculation there could be country-specific tariffs. The pharmaceutical sector here could be particularly affected. The introduction of widespread tariffs is being seen as a massive economic policy change, and despite concerns in the US markets, the White House spokesperson Caroline Leavitt said President Trump was taking historic action to improve competitiveness.
Too many foreign countries have their markets closed to our exports. This is fundamentally unfair. The lack of reciprocity contributes to our large and persistent annual trade deficit that's gutted our industries and hollowed out key workforces. But those days of America being ripped off are over. American workers and businesses will be put first under President Trump. The president's historic action tomorrow will improve American competitiveness in every area of industry, reduce our massive trade deficits, and ultimately protect our economic and national security.
Well, our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy joins us now. So, David, take us through what we can expect to happen today.
Well, I think, Maggie, the first thing is that we'll see a press conference in the Rose Garden of the White House, which is scheduled for 9 p.m. this evening, Irish time. That's 4 p.m. U.S. time after the stock markets close. That usually happens when a statement coming from the White House is actually capable of shifting the stock markets, as this one certainly is. We expect Donald Trump will be surrounded by members of his cabinet, but these things can frequently run late, but it will be after 9 p.m. this evening, we believe.
And what is the biggest concern for Ireland, David, in relation to the pharmaceutical industry?
Well, I think the big concern is that potentially there could be a double whammy for Ireland, whereby firstly, there will be tariffs on goods coming from the EU to the US. And secondly, there could be a sectoral tariff which could particularly hit pharmaceuticals. So in that case, Ireland would be particularly exposed. And we don't know what the scale of this would be, or we don't know if there will simply be one universal tariff. But we do know that Ireland exports about 72 billion euro worth of goods to the US every year. Of that, 58 billion is pharmaceuticals. Ireland is far more exposed to US exports than other European countries. So I think that that's a key concern, our overall exposure. And then what is going to be the effect? I think the immediate effect, if there are going to be significant tariffs, would be on the corporation tax that Ireland collects every year from multinationals. But then in the long term, we'd expect to have effects potentially on employment, on economic growth, and ultimately right across Europe, there'd be a concern that prices could go up too.
Are Donald Trump's tariffs completely unjustified?
Many people may think that, you know, it's another scheme that is somewhat harebrained from Donald Trump, and many people might be critical of that. However, at the root of this, he does have a number of points which are certainly legitimate. The US has allowed a lot of manufacturing happen outside the US of products which are consumed by American consumers for decades. Now, that economic model has served the United States very well. Its multinationals are very strong as a result of that. But certainly it's hollowed out a lot of its manufacturing sector. And there's large parts of the US where they haven't enjoyed the type of prosperity that employees have in countries like Ireland. So that's the first point, that he wants to bring manufacturing back. The second point is regarding the tax. Now, Howard Lutnick, the US Commerce Secretary, has described Ireland as a tax scam. And why what he's actually referring to there is that there are a number of large multinationals which have significant operations here, and they book a lot of exports through Ireland, but frequently those multinationals are actually outsourcing that manufacturing to other low-cost locations, getting the goods made elsewhere in the world, sending them back to the US and booking the profits through Ireland to avail of a lower rate of corporation tax of 15% here as against 21% in the United States. The states wants those multinationals to pay that tax in the United States. And many of those exports aren't actually made here. Now, that's only a proportion of what happens here. A lot of the time, there is manufacturing here that is sent back to the States. But I think that's the point that Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, has picked up on. And I think that label of a tax scam is quite damaging for Ireland.
And finally, David, I know you mentioned there about this announcement coming once the stock exchange is closed. But how have global markets been responding, and how do you think they will respond?
Well, so far, what we've seen is there has been a big increase in the US stock market since Donald Trump was elected. But that's been now wiped out, and the markets are now roughly 10% down from where they were when he was elected to office. So I think immediately in the United States, that's creating an awful lot of nervousness, and employees in the United States will see that in the potential in the pensions they expect to collect in future. But I think right across the world, we've seen investors becoming increasingly concerned about the global impact of all of this on trade, what it's going to mean for the stock market. And despite Donald Trump's promise of making the United States richer in future, so far what he's created is a lot of uncertainty, and businesses don't invest when there is uncertainty, and that impacts jobs and employment in future.
Okay, David Murphy, our economics and public affairs correspondent, thank you for joining us. And of course, like we heard there, the announcement won't be taking place until around 9 o'clock Irish time, but there will be lots of coverage and analysis from RTE News on Donald Trump's tariffs.